Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A critical meeting of foreign ministers from four major democracies is set to take place in New Delhi, and it's going to have significant implications for the Indo-Pacific region. First, let's understand why this meeting is in the news. External Affairs Minister D.R.S. Jaishankar will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on 26 May 2026 in New Delhi. Quad counterparts Marco Rubio from the US, Penny Wong from Australia, and Toshimitsu Motegi from Japan have arrived in the capital. The outcome document is expected to cover several key areas, including the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative, South China Sea Freedom of Navigation, supply chain resilience, cybersecurity, and emerging tech governance. What makes this significant is that India is expected to host the Quad Leaders Summit later in 2026, and this FM meet sets that summit's deliverables. The Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, has evolved from an ad hoc tsunami relief core group in 2004 into the principal democratic coalition shaping the Indo-Pacific. 26th May Delhi meet is the first Quad FM in Delhi since 2023 and the first major Quad engagement under the full second Trump administration. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Quad has come a long way since its inception. It has evolved into a key platform for cooperation among India, the US, Japan, and Australia. The Quad Critical Minerals Initiative, launched on 1st July 2025 in Washington, D.C., aims to diversify critical mineral supply chains away from a single dominant supplier. This is crucial because China currently processes more than 90% of the world's rare earth minerals. Building on this, India's response architecture includes KABIL, a joint venture of NALCO, HCL, and MECL, tasked with identifying and acquiring overseas critical mineral assets. This is a key step towards reducing India's dependence on China for critical minerals. Now, let's look at the expected deliverables from the Delhi meet. First, there's maritime security. The expansion of IPMDA, or Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness, launched at the Tokyo Quad Summit on 24th May 2022. Is expected to add real-time satellite tracking for dark shipping and IUU fishing. There's also a joint declaration on South China Sea freedom of navigation and overflight. Crucially, health security is also on the agenda. There's a follow-through on the Quad Cancer Moonshot, which was launched in Wilmington on 21st September 2024 and focuses on cervical cancer in the Indo-Pacific. Then there's capacity building and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, or HUDRA, standby protocols. The Quad STEM Fellowship expansion is also expected to be discussed. It is worth pausing here to note that emerging technology is a key area of cooperation among the Quad countries. Trusted telecom deployments, such as Open RAN, in the Indo-Pacific, and AI governance principles alignment are expected to be discussed. And here is something that surprises many students: India is the only Quad member outside a formal US treaty alliance. This shapes India's calibrated posture, which includes a strategic autonomy doctrine, a Russia defense legacy, and multi-alignment. India simultaneously hosts SCO engagements and Quad meets, and it's part of several other key groupings, including BRICS, SCO, IPSA, and G20. Now, let us turn to the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, or IPOI. Launched by PM Modi at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok on 4th November 2019, IPOI operates on seven pillars: maritime security, maritime ecology, maritime resources, capacity building and resource sharing, disaster risk reduction and management, science, technology and academic cooperation, and trade connectivity and maritime transport. With that background in place, let us look at the bilateral overlays around the meet. Marco Rubio's four-day visit to India concludes with the pre-Quad bilateral, while Toshimitsu Motegi is expected to call on PM Modi. Penny Wong will also have a bilateral meeting with Jaishankar. Now, let us consider the China backdrop. Beijing routinely dismisses the Quad as an Asian NATO, even though the Quad's own framing emphasizes a free, open, and inclusive Indo-Pacific with ASEAN centrality. Since the October 2024 Galwan area disengagement, India-China lack patrolling has normalized, but trade frictions persist. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Quad FM meet is scheduled to take place on 26 May 2026 in New Delhi. The members of the Quad are India, the US, Japan, and Australia. The Quad Critical Minerals Initiative was launched on 1st July 2025 in Washington, D.C. China processes more than 90% of the world's rare earth minerals. IPMDA was launched at the Tokyo Quad Summit on 24th May 2022. The Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative was launched at the EAS in Bangkok on 4th November 2019 and it operates on 7 pillars. The Quad Cancer Moonshot was launched in Wilmington on 21st September 2024. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and it covers India's bilateral, regional, and global groupings, as well as the effect of policies and politics of developed and developing countries on India's interests. For mains, you can critically examine how the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative serves India's twin objectives of strategic autonomy and supply chain de-risking. For prelims, remember the founding year of Quad 2.0, the launch venue and year of IPMDA, and the pillars and launch forum of IPOI. In conclusion, the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is a significant event that will have far-reaching implications for the Indo-Pacific region. As you prepare for your UPSC exam, remember to keep a close eye on the developments in this region and how they impact India's strategic autonomy and national interests. The evolving dynamics in the Indo-Pacific will continue to shape the global geopolitical landscape, and it's essential to stay informed about these developments.